Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we're going to have a fun new segment called After Further Review coming up in just a second. But first, let's go to the phone lines once again, 216-578-0850. A lot of barks from the dog pound today, Notorious. This one coming all the way from Arizona. Dave is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Dave? Yep.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, pretty much. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I'm calling in to comment on your comment that you had at the top of the show, Nate, about maybe the team just not being behind Whedon. You know, I called in Friday after the Bills show and supported Whedon and how all the fans booed and was discouraged about that. I think the team's showing the boos now. I don't see people running routes hard. I don't see people blocking as well as they should. I just don't think they're behind Whedon. I think they're discouraged that they know he can't get it done. They don't have faith in him, and they're just kind of sitting back on their laurels now waiting for a change, and I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
It is the wrong way to go about it. There's no doubt.
Sean Richardson, because he wasn't performing, so who else wants to lose their job next?
Yeah, if that's the mindset, and I'm not ruling out that it's possible, Dave, that that is a mindset, it's unacceptable. You can't be that way. You can't deal with that way. And you could say, well, human nature dictates that if you don't have faith in somebody who is in the leading position of quarterback, that that's how you respond. But that isn't what a professional does. A professional is a professional. Again, we use that Patriot example, as one person did earlier, of what Bill Belichick has preached to his players. And the biggest message that he delivers to all his players is do your job. Do your job. Don't worry about the quarterback's job. Don't worry about anybody else at your position group or on the other side of the ball or on special teams if you're not involved in that. Stay with your thing and do it well. And, you know, I've heard that recited here more than a few times. I know those of us as employed as part of the front office of the organization have heard that speech. We've heard Jimmy Haslam give that speech, especially when he first came aboard as owner of the team, and he reinforced that, as did Alex Shiner, the team president. So you've heard that message, and it's not an original new thing, and it's something I know Bill Belichick has preached time and again with players, but these players also have to hear it. These Browns players, if they're not hearing it, they need to. I don't doubt that Rob Chudzinski has tried to let these guys understand and know that they have to approach it that way. I don't think this is an absence of a head coach, you know, shirking that duty, Nathan. I think he gets it. I think he explains it. Now, whether it's being absorbed and whether it's being practiced are the other questions.
Right, and listen, and we talked about it. You've got to be a professional, do your job, and hopefully this team rallies. Listen, Brandon Whedon did it in the second half against the Buffalo Bills. So in the last 2 weeks, he's done it once. He failed to do it another time. I think everybody needs to look in the mirror and say, what can I do personally to help this team win, to help Brandon Whedon, to help out whomever, everybody you're playing with, your fellow teammates, and figure out a way to try and get it done and be professional about it the entire time. Because that's important. If you don't... Whether or not you believe somebody can or can't do something, you just need to take care of your business and help this team. It's still a team game. One person is not going to be able to bring you all the way or take you all the way out. Does it help to have a better than average quarterback? Of course it does. But yeah, you still got to handle your business ultimately.
And you're not going to affect that change on your own. It's out of your hands. Someone else is making that decision. You can't, by your actions, your body language, your sense of, you know, I'm not working with this guy. That may play on the sand lot. It may play on a high school team or somewhere else, and it really shouldn't even there. It doesn't play in professional football. Someone else, it's someone else's job and decision to do that. And by the way, we remind you to stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and much more by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns. And also check us out on Instagram at Official Browns. So do all that and keep connected because we love the follows. Mark in Brook Park is with us now. Hey, Mark. Oh, Mark. All right. How about Nick in Pittsburgh? Nick's there? All right. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
It's just a few things, like just was thinking about. I'm not like an NFL coach or anything. I don't know the process or with it. But they've been talking about how they want to teach Whedon to make the right plays, make the time, like, quick decisions. And I still haven't seen that, and I feel like it's a mentality that, that's something you can't teach. You either have it or you don't.
Fair enough. It's the it thing that we talk about with quarterbacks. You don't get taught how to lead. You don't get taught how to own the position. And that's my big phrase with quarterbacks is I know the guys. I've been around. I know what that looks like because I've been around those guys. I covered Jim Kelly throughout a Hall of Fame career as an NFL quarterback, saw it up close. And in that same era, being around the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, being around a Bernie Kosar, guys who owned the position, and there is something to be said for that. It's a larger-than-life presence, and you're kind of born that way, and you kind of just have it in you to be that way. And your talent, you know, your ability, your skill, your trust in what you do sort of exudes in how you carry yourself because you know when you go out in the field, you're going to do something special. Not everybody has that, and not every quarterback is up to that level. And certainly, based on body of work, Brandon Whedon isn't close to that point. He has got some talent. He's got some reasons why he's an NFL member of an NFL roster at the quarterback position. There are legitimate reasons he's there with how he can throw a football and how he can do some things in the quarterbacking game. There are other parts of it that either are in the stages of development, need to be developed, or they may never be there. And in light of how this team is looking at that position, I don't necessarily think that it's based on he'll never get there. I think it's based on we can just get better. We can do that. When I say we, I'm talking about the mindset down the hall among the upper management of this team, that we can go into a draft and find that guy. Not easily done, not easily identified. I couldn't sit here and tell you today on October 15th, I couldn't tell you today, Nathan, that I know for a fact that Teddy Bridgewater or any of the other usual Taj Boyd, the usual suspects on the lists of players that we watch each Saturday are the guys, or one of those guys is the guy. Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football,
I have no idea.
There are a lot of them, though.
Right, but do we know, you know, can we, you and I sit here and say, yeah, if they get that guy, it'll all be good. We don't know that. And they're trying to figure that out. That's what they're on the road trying to do.
If you know, if we've learned anything, or at least if I've learned anything from being in this building since July, it's that the people in the front office want to do things their way and have this team be molded the way that they want. And that, given that everybody in the world would agree the most important position in the National Football League is the quarterback, they're going to get their quarterback. That is what this is. That's what 2014 and the NFL draft in 2014 is all about for this Cleveland Browns organization. So they will have their quarterback. It will happen in the draft this year.
All right, we're going to introduce a new segment on the show, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I know we are. It's called After Further Review. Our own Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, is putting this together for us. It'll be a series of questions that we'll answer and go back and forth about on this show. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on a Football Tuesday, ESPN 850 WKNR.
After Further Review.